disbelief and the rapidly forming realization that we would all be called upon to cover a tragedy the likes of which none of us had ever faced.
As a journalist, how difficult was that for you to not let it get to you personally?
It's really impossible for it to not affect you personally. At the same time, we realized that we had a responsibility as journalists and to the community to report the story as accurately and thoroughly and as respectfully as possible.
When you were working on this book and you reached out to survivors or parents who had lost a child, what was that like? How did you deal with that?
I tried to approach family members and survivors and their loved ones with the understanding that they would be full partners in my attempt to tell their story. I wanted them to convey to me what their experiences were and how they had persevered through this period, and indeed how some of their work as advocates became an inspiration to others who were seeking reforms during this time.
Is there a specific story of one of the survivors or family members you've talked to that really stands out for you as being powerful?
I think they're all powerful in different regards. Some of the survivors who I've profiled in the book have been active in gun safety. Two police chaplains and a former lieutenant with the Blacksburg Police Department created a program in Virginia, the Virginia Law Enforcement Assistance Program, that helps officers who have responded to scenes of great trauma, helps them in dealing with their own emotions after responding to such tragic and traumatic events. Their work grew directly from their efforts at Virginia Tech.
How did Virginia Tech deal with the tragedy? Is it still something that's remembered on campus, or have they kind of swept it under the rug?
There was a lot of controversy within the first 2 years and longer over the university's response. I would say that the university has a tremendous spirit. When I went there for the 10-year memorial anniversary in 2017, there was a huge turnout for a memorial walk and run, and the memorial events were held with great dignity and were very well attended. So I believe that there is a determination to not forget.
When you hear stories about new mass shootings, I assume it hits you pretty tough. What's that like for you when you continue to hear stories about these things happening?
It's very difficult when there are repeated instances of mass gun violence in our country, and certainly this summer we've seen so many. It's especially difficult for the survivors, not only at Virginia Tech, but at other mass shootings. So as a journalist, yes, it is extremely difficult, but it is nothing compared to what the survivors feel and what the family members and their supporters feel when they see the country unable to take action to reduce the chances of such tragedies happening again.
When you do talk to survivors or people who have lost a loved one, do you think there's a common thread of how people cope with something like this, something so terrible?
They want the memories of their loved ones to be honored through actions that can reduce the chances of something like this happening to other families.
Thomas Capsidelis is the author of After Virginia Tech, Guns, Safety, and Healing in the Era of Mass Shootings. He's our speaker tomorrow and Wednesday for WMRA's Books and Brews. Thomas, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you for speaking with me.
Chris, thanks so much.